Local representatives of an organization dedicated to easing the impacts of climate change say there is bipartisan support for their key initiative, and there is evidence of that locally. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
The Citizens Climate Lobby is making progress in its efforts to get federal legislation introduced to mitigate the effects of climate change.
5 years ago, it felt like a pipe dream, but we're the closest we've ever been to seeing something like this introduced.
That's Sarah Mitiga, co-leader of the Rochester chapter of a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that works both locally and in Washington to garner support for one measure on which the group is laser-focused, a carbon fee and dividend.
The idea with carbon fee and dividend is to put a fee on carbon at the source. So fossil fuel companies, when they're pulling carbon out of the ground, pulling, you know, at the mine, at the well, putting a fee there. And then that money that's collected, rather than seeing it as a tax that's going back to the government, that's being evenly distributed to American households.
This market-based solution to climate change appeals to Penfield Town Supervisor Tony LaFountain, a Republican.
We're the current stewards, and we're the current folks that are the elected officials. If we're going to support and help and make things better for our future generations, all of us need to step up, regardless of whether we're Democrat or Republican.
The Penfield Town Council, along with the Town Council in Brighton and the Irondequoit Town Board, approved a resolution that calls on Congress to consider the carbon fee and dividend. LaFountain says it's a natural next step for his town, which continues to look for ways to reduce its carbon footprint. There have been efforts to reduce municipal vehicle emissions and install electric charging stations, and ground will be broken soon on a new 1.2-megawatt solar farm on Jackson Road.
We're certainly concerned about this issue, I think as everyone is. We're doing our part, and if everybody continues to do their part, that could have a very favorable impact across the country and across the world.
LaFountain does not believe supporting pro-climate legislation is a political risk for a Republican. Sarah Mitiga says there is a ripple effect of support for the carbon fee locally and nationally, and the narrative of partisan gridlock isn't necessarily true.
You know, when the town of Penfield was able to see, oh, look, our federal legislators, our federal elected officials are taking a stand on this, and they weren't primaried. They were able to, continue representing their districts and their beliefs. It empowered them to be able to do the same. And so I think that's really where this momentum is coming from.
Penfield, Irondequoit, and Brighton now join the town of Pittsford and the city of Rochester in their support of the carbon fee. The Citizens Climate Lobby plans to reach out next to town leaders on the west side to try to get them on board. In Congress, the Bipartisan Climate Solutions Caucus includes 8 of 9 New York Republican House members. Mitiga says the climate lobby has a good relationship with the only outstanding member, John Katko of Syracuse. Beth Adams, WXXI News.